When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. Great to be with you today. Please, during the week, join us, Fox Business Network. The name of the show is Kudlow, 4 to 5 p.m. every day, Monday through Friday. And if for some reason you can't make it at 4 o'clock, please text your favorite 9-year-old who will teach you how to DVR the show. No problemo. And by the by, you can live stream us on the internet. It's the It's LarryKudlowShow.com. There's no the. LarryKudlowShow.com. You can run us throughout the country, around the world, and the solar system. We have a great following in the solar system. Anyway, we're going to bring in Robert Heller. Bob Heller is a former Federal Reserve governor. He was appointed by Ronald Reagan, former president and CEO of Visa, by the by, which is not nothing. And by the way, Bob Heller, yesterday was the 42nd anniversary of Ronald Reagan's 1980 landslide. Did you know that?
Well, yes. Time passes.
Yes. Anyway, it's a great pleasure to have you back. Way back in June, you came on the TV show and the radio and talked about a scenario that, I don't know, may come to pass. You talked about a double-dip recession. And just to set the table quickly, so what we've seen here, the first half of this year, two negative GDP quarters, could call that a recession. It looks like the second half of the year, the economy is going to be positive, maybe up 2% or so. And then the question is, are we going back into a deeper recession next year because of the Fed's continuous tightening? Anyway, do you still think we're heading for a double-dip recession?
Yes, Larry, I do. Unfortunately, they will not be able to achieve a soft landing as the Federal Reserve is hoping to. So instead, because of the tightening that they have to undertake to beat inflation, and Powell was very, very adamant that he was going to beat inflation, that tightening will require that interest rates will continue to rise, and thereby mortgage markets, any interest rate sensitive sectors will be negatively affected, and that will get us the second dip downward. So we'll have a double dip recession.
Couple of points here now. The labor market is holding up. There's some signs of weakness developing, but are you surprised at the labor market holding up as well as it has? You think the Fed is surprised. And from, you know, the job numbers, Robert, yesterday, you think that'll move the Fed towards another 75 basis point interest rate hike?
Well, I think they're probably going to get a little bit more careful. Powell has insinuated as much. So I'm looking for 50 basis point increases in the future here. But still, he has to get the Fed funds rate above the inflation rate. And the inflation rate these days, depending on what you look at, it's 8% for CPI, a little bit over 6% for the preferred inflation rate, the consumer, the GDP
PC.
Consumer price deflator, right? And so in either case, the Federal Reserve has a long way to go in raising rates before they really have their foot on the brake.
You know, on that point, by the way, Art Laffer made the same point on the show on the TV last night. So let's say if the basic inflation rate is somewhere between 6 and 7%, the Fed funds rate now is 4. That's the upper end of their range. So as you say, they got a lot more work to do to get a positive real. I mean, really, Robert Heller, the Fed funds target's going to have to go to 6 or 7%, if not higher. And that's, I don't think Wall Street's ready for that.
That's probably true. Actually, it's the big question. How much of that is already priced in? And if you look at the forecast of the Federal Reserve FOMC members themselves, the dot plots, they don't see the rates going up that high. So reality will eventually hit them, and they will have to continue to raise rates if they want to get inflation down.
How important is it? I've seen some analysis. How important is it, Bob Heller? The M2 money supply growth rate has kind of evaporated. I mean, it got as high as about 25-30% in 2021. Now, I don't know, the year-to-year is, if it's not flat, it might be slightly negative. Certainly the last 6 months, it's gone down. How important is that M2 stuff?
I'm so glad you brought that up, Larry, because that's the one thing that gives me hope. Money supply has not been growing at all since April of this year. So we have a half a year of flat money growth now. And, you know, if you look at the year-over-year comparisons, we still have a slightly positive money growth. But that will also exercise a very positive influence on the inflation rate. It will hold inflation down because the Federal Reserve essentially is no longer stepping on the gas pedal. And you have this little, I mean, these two different signals that you're getting from the Fed funds rate, which we want to see above the inflation rate, and the money supply itself, which is close to zero, as you point out. So somewhere in between those two lies the truth.
Yeah, right. How long does it take for the slowdown in money supply to impact the economy, do you think?
Well, as Friedman taught us, it's a long and variable lag, so 12 to 18 months.
Mm-hmm.
So we won't see, but that is exactly the point. You see, in April, money supply stopped growing. And so a year and a half after that, so there will be next year, the second half, that's when you have the negative impact on growth from the money supply no longer growing. And that's when you're going to anticipate the second leg of the the second part of the double dip recession.
Hmm.
There will be the second half of next year.
So are you surprised the third quarter was up 2.6%. I'm looking at the Atlanta Fed, Bob Heller. Their GDP estimate for the fourth quarter is they're at 3.6%. So that's a big number. It's like the economy is getting stronger after the slump in the first half.
That's true. But keep in mind, Larry, at the beginning of the quarter, the GDP now forecasts of the Atlanta Fed are pretty unreliable.
No.
They zero in as the quarter progresses, as you get more data built into the forecast.
Mm.
The overall consensus of the economists is for slightly positive growth, but certainly not in the range of 3-4%.
So the second leg of this recession, the so-called double dip, will hit next year. You're saying the second half of next year? Could it hit in the first half of next year?
Well, I don't know whether it's the second quarter or the third quarter
right.
when it will hit. Remember, it's a long and variable lag. So it could be in the first half of the year, as you say, by the second half of the year, it certainly will be there.
Right.
So the probability increases as time progresses.
All right. Double dip recession. It's a tough scenario, but maybe baked in the cake. Anyway, Robert Heller, former Federal Reserve governor, we appreciate your time very much. Folks, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and talk to Matt Schlapp. He's the chairman of the American Conservative Union and the CPAC and a Fox News contributor. We're going to talk some more politics. 4 days to go. If you don't count today, it's 3 days to go. The cavalry is coming. I'm Kudlow. We'll be right back.